Spacers wanted. Men of heart. Men of action. Ship paid off and left you in atmosphere? Are your fortunes still held hostage by the Navy's prize court? Seek your new fortune amongst the worlds of the Barbary. Captain Alexis Carew, late of Her Majesty's Royal Navy, hero of Giron, saviour of Man's Fall, now commanding the private ship, Mongoose, in action against vile pirates and nefarious slavers, the very serpents of the Barbary. Captain Carew's first command saw each man near £400 prize money. Her last saw salvage of 2,000,000 guineas. Only the finest shall be accepted. Apply berth 32, Ring 7, Quayside. Alexis stared at her screen in disbelief. She looked to Isom and Villar, both of whom were grinning widely, then back to her screen. "This is your something?"
"Aye, isn't it?"
Isom said proudly. "I do think it's quite good, sir," Villar added. "Strikes the right notes." "Leaving off this hero and sweet dark saviour nonsense," Alexis said, £400 prize money?"
"You have told us the story of Grapple, sir," Villar said.
"Yes, but there were only 2 regular crew aboard, and I hadn't taken the ship to begin with. It was all a great muddle made by the prize court."
"Still," Villar said, "the men did receive that sum, did they not?"
"I mean, they did, but..." Alexis sighed. "Well, this 2,000,000 guineas bit is right out."
"That was the value of the Galenium salvage Nightingale recovered, sir."
"We saw not a farthing of that. It was all the Queen's to begin with. Droits of the Crown, not of Admiralty."
"Strictly speaking, sir, we did salvage it."
"And I'm captain of the bloody Mongoose now, am I? When did that happen?"
Villar nodded toward Alexis's bunk, where the vile creature lay curled atop her blankets. "We do have the mascot for it, sir."
"And it goes nicely with this serpent spit right here, sir," Isom added, pointing it out on Alexis's screen. "Sets up a proper good versus evil sort of..."
Isom trailed off and stepped back as Alexis glared at him.
"No,"
she said.
"No, sir?"
Villar asked.
"Yes, no. No, we will not be running this..."
She trailed off, unable to find words to describe it.
"No."
"I see," Villar said, sharing a look with Isom, then frowning and scratching his neck. "Do you suppose, sir, that we might run this just today, perhaps?"
"To see the results, sir," Isom added. "As a sort of test, say."
Alexis looked from one to the other. Villar looked away, and Isom swallowed heavily. "So it's already on the station's feed, is it?" Isom nodded. Alexis sighed. "Well, we'll pull it off and put mine back up, before there's too much damage to the ship's reputation." She glanced at the advert again and shook her head. "Hero and saviour my arse." Her tablet pinged.
"Yes," she snapped, keying it.
Nabier, sir, you sent me to guard the docking tube."
"Yes, Nab, what is it?"
Well, sir, it's only that you didn't say what to do with this lot what showed up, see."
Alexis closed her eyes and rubbed her forehead. So now there were spacers showing up in response to this rubbish, and she'd have to at least give them the courtesy of a hearing, though the chances of finding proper crew from it were... "I'll deal with you two after I've seen off the load of rubbish you've turned up." She keyed her tablet. "Send them up to my quarters, Nab. I'll speak to them."
Which, sir?"
"Which what?"
"There's the lot which is asking about a berth, and then there's the station patrol, sir. Which would it be you'd like sent up?"
"Station patrol," Alexis muttered. "Bloody wonderful." She glared at Isom and Villar in turn. "I can only assume this..." She waved her tablet and their announcement at them, "has violated any number of Penduli's ordinances against outright bloody fraud."
No, sir."
Nab's voice came from the tablet, and Alexis flushed, as she realised she'd left the connection open.
"I imagine it's about the queue."
"Queue? Good Lord,